Welcome to another episode of the Money and Business Hero podcast, where we talk about the three pillars of financial success: money mindset, money management, and money making. My guest today, Adam Lucero, is the founder of Superhuman CEO, where he empowers entrepreneurs to become the most powerful versions of themselves and make more money. And the most interesting part is the story how he became the most powerful version of himself. Welcome, Adam. We're very much looking forward to hearing that story.
Right. I'm excited to be here and to share that story. Hopefully it'll inspire a few of you people listening right now.
Let's do that. So you had that some little misfortune, right?
Yeah, it was just the classic go to the movies and get stabbed in the throat story. You know, it just happens to everyone. But no, what happened was basically I had accepted a sales job in Northern California. And so I was looking for housing super last minute before the job started. And I was staying at my aunt's place. And she told me, she's like, Adam, you have to be out of the house for 8 hours. I have clients coming over. So I didn't really know anyone in the area and basically went to the movies to kill time, you know? And it's like a Wednesday, 2 p.m. Not many people in the theater, like 15, 20, whatever. Movie starts, the lights dim, and I'm just watching the movie. 10 minutes in, all of a sudden, I feel a hard hit to my throat. And my initial reaction was like, whoa, this guy hit me hard. So then I turned around and I was like, dude, what the hell? And then I felt another punch to my arm and chest. So then I was like, all right, screw this guy. I turn around and push him. And as I push him, I feel a cut on my wrist and ear. And instantly I realized I'd been stabbed, not punched. So I started screaming, I've been stabbed. I've been stabbed. The lights turn on. He runs away. And then I'm sitting there bleeding out. So this guy with the chef knife, you know, the ones that get bigger, closer to the handle, it went halfway through my throat, punctured my lung and went deep in my arm. Like you could see, the lighting's not the good, but yeah, it went deep in my arm. And so like I'm bleeding out. I take off my shirt and start wrapping it around my neck just to hold the blood in. And then I'd say about like a minute passes before these two older women come running up. They're like, what should we do? And I tell them, just put pressure on my throat. And so they're doing that. And then I hear someone say, should we call 911? And I lose it. Like, I kid you not, like as I'm bleeding out, I literally yell back to him, yeah, you should call 911. If you don't call them in this situation, when would you? Like, this is literally what they're designed for. And I just remember in this moment, just having like lots of rage in me. Like, I was like, are you guys kidding me? And then 5 to 10 minutes passes. The paramedics get here. And they start asking me all these questions. What's your name? What year is it? Who's present? And I get it. They're making sure I'm conscious and aware of what's going on. But the whole time I'm just like, can you guys just save my life? Like, you guys can get to know me later. We can have a little catch up. But for now, let's focus on saving my life, right? And so they're like, all right, let's get them up on the stretcher. And so they have one person on the front right stretcher, one on the front left, one on the back right, one back left. And then they pin me up on that stretcher and I feel all my wounds worse than the initial stabbing because I don't have that adrenaline in me anymore. And so they pin me up on there and it feels excruciating. Now they start walking down the stairs and every single step, it felt like you got stabbed in all those places 4 times because it was like the adrenaline was gone. It's just such excruciating pain. I remember like looking at the ceiling and trying not to scream my guts out. Inside, I'm just screaming my guts out internally and I'm just like holding on. So they get me to the ambulance and I start to relax because I'm like, okay, the paramedics got me. They know what they're doing. Like, I don't need to worry about it. And as soon as I get that thought, I feel a cold rush through my entire body. And I realized, I was like, I lost a lot of blood. Like, I could definitely die. And so I see them come over with the oxygen mask. And I remember thinking, like, don't fall asleep. You're not supposed to fall asleep in this situation. But I knocked out within like 5 seconds of them doing it. And I wake up 7 days later from an induced coma. And I'm completely broken. First of all, I'm living off tubes. You unplug them, you unplug my life. I literally had such low energy that when I was able to eat normal food again, I would have to nap halfway through my meal because I would be so tired. Like literally a simple task like eating exerted all my energy. And I just couldn't think clearly. Like you could have asked me, Adam, I'll give you $5,000 if you tell me what 11 times 11 is. I wouldn't be able to do it. My cognitive function was comparable to a 4-year-old. And so I guess the worst part, though, is what happened to me mentally. You know, my confidence, it disappeared like reporter in a magic show. My head was filled with negative talk, this self-doubt. I started questioning, do I really have what it takes to run a business, or is my potential destined to rot away with my ambitions? And so it was really at this point, I had two options: to quit, give up on my potential, and I have every right to do so. Like, if anyone's going to be a victim and say like their life can't proceed because of something that happened to them, it's going to be me, right? But I didn't want it to end that way. So I chose the second path. And so I started studying the secrets of evolution, biology, and psychology to build myself up again. How we can use these send signals to our body that boost our energy levels, our mental alertness, our motivation. And day by day, week by week, month by month, I just consistently did everything I needed to do and spent more time researching to this. Within 1 year, I ran a 459 mile, and now I'm running a business around my passion to help entrepreneurs and driven men really just consistently have the confidence, motivation, and productivity of a seven-figure entrepreneur so that they grow their business.
Wow. That's pretty drastic story, right?
Mm-hmm.
What were the most important things that you learned that helped you get back that energy?
Yeah. So in terms of the energy, or just back it, most important things in general that helped me like get back to a better state? Do you want to focus on just the energy or just in general?
Let's go for general.
Okay. So yeah, I would say the main thing was, it was because when I first got out of there, like, don't get me wrong, there were times I was in a good attitude. And like, in fact, the first thing I wrote down, because I couldn't speak, was, do I at least get a refund on my movie tickets? So I still had like a good like humor and was in a good place. But then there would be so many times, it was like a roller coaster, you know, have some moments I'd be okay. Then most of the time just being, oh, how have I gotten here? My life's done for. And so the thing that really got me from that victim mindset was fully accepting what happened and just choosing not to have that anymore. Because I realized, I was like, me having this negative self-talk, this self-doubt, this self-pity, it isn't serving me towards a better life. It's keeping me trapped in this vicious cycle where I'm not improving my life and I feel terrible about myself. And so when I reached that point, I was like, you know what? I can't change what happened to me, but I can choose how I'm going to move forward. And so I fully accepted what happened to me. And then I took full responsibility. I was like, you know what? I'll do everything I possibly can to improve my life. And so it was really that mindset shift is what enabled me to kind of kick it into another gear. And once I had that mindset, it was like, it wasn't like, oh, should I go to physical therapy and do my physical therapy exercises today? And it was like, no, I'm doing it. There's no internal battle. There's no resistance. It's a matter, I am doing this. And so that's what really helped me kind of take more action and get back into that gear.
Okay, great. So taking responsibility and choosing that you want to change something and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So is that what you recommend people to do? Like, most people are not starting from a situation of being almost dead.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just kind of depends. I mean, it depends what someone's coming to help with, right? I mean, it's a little too broad of a question for me to answer specifically, but yeah, typically I work with a lot of multi-six and seven-figure entrepreneurs that are just trying to get that next level. And they just kind of know, like, they're the bottleneck in their business. They feel like they can't get out of their own way. And usually why that happens is, again, really their two minds aren't linked together. You see, they consciously declared that they're going to change their actions. They're going to work out, eat healthier, create content consistently. But we all know what happens. They make progress for a few days before hearing, oh, I've done a fantastic job. I deserve one day off, only to fall back into their old patterns and ruts again. So what we do is we link their two minds together so that when they tell themselves they're going to work 5 hours in their business, they're going to create SOPs, build out a team, whatever it is, they actually do it and they feel excited to do it. And so that's really the first step of how we help our clients. Second one is like, okay, let's say you work 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. Well, how much did you actually accomplish there? And so what I typically see is a lot of these entrepreneurs, they wake up with mental fog where they find it hard to work for the first 20 minutes. And then later they skip on doing the activities they know they need to do. They make poor decisions. And so what we want to do is get you to a state where you're consistently having the focus, the mental alertness, in the clarity and creativity, because when you're in this state, you produce higher quality work that grows your business. And so that's the second step. Is first step is like really getting you to work and feel motivated and excited and passionate to do it. Second step is, okay, now that you're working, we have to make sure you're being extremely productive. You're in a state where you can produce high quality work that grows your revenue. Third step is going to be getting your freedom back. And so essentially, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. So why do some businesses grow much quicker than others? It's because of how efficiently the entrepreneur operates. So I always say it's like a lot of times these entrepreneurs, they work 4 more hours a day in their business, but they don't grow and they're not sure why. Or essentially, they just feel tired and exhausted after the day because they're working 8+ hours. They feel like they have no social life. So what we do to combat this is we get them to operate like a CEO. So if you're doing tedious tasks that drain you of your energy, time, and vitality, like posting on social media or editing your videos, creating graphics, we got to outsource that. We got to get your time back so that you can focus on high CEO level activities. The way I explain that is like, look, do you ever see Elon Musk installing solar panels on houses? No, of course not, because his time is better spent growing his business, just focusing on more massive impact actions. So in a nutshell, that's how I help entrepreneurs.
Okay, great. Let's get back to step one.
Mm-hmm.
You said you're linking the two minds. So first of all, what are those two minds?
Yeah, so you have your conscious mind and the subconscious. Now, the thing is, 95% of all the decisions you make in your entire day are made subconsciously. Now, I know there's someone hearing that and they're going, BS, what are you talking about? I make all my decisions. So think of it this way. When you woke up this morning, did you think about which hand you're going to use to lift the sheets off your body? Which foot you're going to land on first? Where you're going to step next? No, of course not. They happened automatically and subconsciously. This is also why I'm willing to bet you've had times where you're driving and you zone out for 10 minutes, only to magically appear at your destination with no conscious recall of how you got there. You're like, how the heck did that happen? Again, your subconscious mind took over. And so the main thing you have to do is you have to focus on linking your subconscious to your conscious. And when you do that, you have a lot more motivation, excitement, and passion. And you just, most importantly, do the things you know you need to do consistently.
Okay, so how do you link those subconscious and conscious mind?
Yeah, so I mean, it's a pretty complex method, but essentially there's a lot to it. There's probably like 6 or 7 steps to it. Takes a few hours for me to go over, so I can't go into it into extreme detail. But the one thing I would say here, because I want to give the listener some actionable tips that are going to help them. And so to do this, the one thing I would say is like, focus on forming the habit of keeping your promises to yourself. So the way I often explain this is like, look, what would your body look like right now if you kept your word to work out and eat healthy from 2 years ago? How much further along would you be in your business if you kept your word to be productive every single day? And so the thing is, we only tell ourselves we're going to do something that's going to improve our life. And so by forming this one habit, when you tell yourself you're going to do something, you just actually do it and there's no internal battles. But to really expand on that is like, think about it this way. You likely brush your teeth every single night, regardless of how tired, lazy, or unmotivated you're feeling. So why is it so easy for you to do that, yet so difficult for you to work out, eat healthy, or do all these changes you tell yourself you're going to do? It's because you're in the habit of brushing your teeth to the point where it's effortless. There's no internal resistance, no internal battles. You just do it. Well, imagine if you were in the habit of keeping your word to yourself to the point where it was as easy and effortless as brushing your teeth. So that could literally be your reality. In fact, we have clients like Ben who used to procrastinate on creating SOPs, building out a team, delegating all these tasks. And we helped him by forming this habit, linking his two minds together. And literally, he started feeling excited to do the boring but necessary work in his business. 9 months later, his business valuation shoots up by $450,000, $200,000 in additional profits. And so literally just focusing on this one habit is like a pretty good gateway into linking your two minds together.
Okay, so that gives us the next question. How do I form that habit?
Yeah, so again, there's lots of different strategies that we use in our system. But one tip here that's going to be very helpful is like, start with smaller changes. So what happens is, or what most inconsistent entrepreneurs do is they feel motivated in the moment and they just declare these gigantic changes. Oh, I'm going to read every day for an hour. I'm going to work out every single day for the entire year. I'm going to go full keto or whatever it is, right? And so they make progress for a few days, but then we all know what happens. One day they're unmotivated. So now they have this enormous task of reading for an hour. It's very difficult to go do that when you feel unmotivated. It's a very big mental thing, hurdle you have to jump through to do it. And so what we do instead is start with these smaller changes. Instead of saying you're going to read for an hour a day, say you're going to read for 1 minute a day, because then there's less internal resistance. And even if you feel unmotivated or whatever it is, you can still power through and do it. And so the beauty in this, the second part to it, or the back end side, is that once you pick up that book, sometimes you start getting in a flow and you enjoy reading and you actually go read for 5, 10, 20 minutes because you're in the rhythm of it. And so it's almost like, I remember back when I was in school, it was like doing homework was never really that bad, but it was the mental battle that was always so difficult. I was always like, I do not want to start this. I'll wait last minute. Like, and so this strategy really helps kind of minimize that impact.
Okay. So set yourself very small tasks or goals that it's easy to start, right?
Because yeah.
Just 1 minute. And then, I'm done in a minute. So let. Mm-hmm.
Because okay. The key is like how habits all work is through repetition. And so even if you start with these smaller changes, well, then what's going to happen is after 30 days, 60 days, 90 days of you forming the habit of keeping these small promises, now when you tell yourself you're not going to drink for a month, you won't do it. And there's no internal battles. And that's literally what happened with one of our clients, Ben, that I referenced earlier, is like, he told himself he wasn't going to drink for a month. And then he didn't. He went to a bar for the World Cup because he's a big soccer fan. And everyone else was drinking, including his friends, but he didn't because he told himself he wouldn't. And he sent me a message the other day. He's like, I feel like I have a superpower. He's like, if I tell myself I'm going to do something, I know I'm going to do it with 100% confidence and certainty. And so now he just feels more confident than he's ever have. And like, that's literally something we see with all our clients is they feel so confident after we link their two minds together because the motivation, the excitement, the passion, and their ability to do the things they know they need to do is just on another level. And when you operate this way, you have so much self-belief because you truly know if a problem arises, you'll be able to solve it.
Wow, sounds cool. Isn't that what most people are lacking, self-confidence?
Yeah, true. And it's like, again, it's like I've seen it through my clients and myself. It's like, because look, I mean, when I got out of the hospital, I was weak, powerless, and I was insecure. I had full self-doubt and fear. But then once I became at this place where I'm operating on a much more higher level, well, now I'm more confident than I ever have. And so confidence is a byproduct of how powerful and capable you are.
Awesome. And now, can everybody do that? Can everybody...
We all have the subconscious mind. We all have the conscious mind. Every human has the same potential. It doesn't matter whether you're Elon Musk or someone else. You all have the same potential. Every single human being. It's just a matter of what actions you take, what habits you form. And so, you know, it's like, there's so many countless stories, and myself included, where it's like, I used to feel like a loser, felt like I was stupid, concepts people would be able to understand. I wouldn't be able to do that in high school. Like I literally was like really stupid, but just through commitment and changing, reading more and developing more skills and taking actions that align with my end goal, eventually I became more capable, more productive, more powerful. And so it doesn't matter where you start, you can get to a place where you're extremely powerful. You have this personal power and you know you can tackle whatever life throws at you.
Okay. And I find that by trusting myself that I'll do what I say that I'll do.
Yeah, it's a very, very big, very big way to get there.
Is that all? Or what else do I need to get that self-confidence, that power, energy?
Yeah, so then we can move into more of the second pillar when we're talking about how do you consistently feel energized? You're in a place where you're thinking clearly, almost like you have the pill from Limitless. Obviously, it's not going to be to that extent, but just goes to show the power, right? And so we do this by attaining superhuman performance. And so there's really a few ways to go about it, but in a nutshell, it's really just tapping into your health, like getting optimal health. That's really what it boils down to. And so it's things like dialing in your sleep, your circadian rhythm, which deals a lot with your hormone production. Because the thing is, like, we all know how important hormones are, but we don't really know, or at least to the actual extent. So it's like, Think about someone who takes steroids. They often get roid rage, where the smallest thing, it ticks them off like a bomb, and they're not in control of their emotions. That's because they have a surplus of testosterone. And so your hormones affect your mood, your mental state. Besides that, your sleep does, like your nutrition, your workouts. And so basically, we tap into how you're hardwired and how you've evolved as a human to boost your energy, your mental alertness, your really just overall mental performance. And so I already know where you're going to, well, I don't know why my camera shut off. Hold on. And I already know where you're about to go with this. Okay, what are some tips here? So I'm gonna cut you off before you even get started here. And so we'll get into energy. So there's a few things you can do for energy. Now, I know this doesn't sound sexy, but the best thing you can do is your sleep. And so the way I always put it is like, look, you can eat as healthy as you want. Never touch alcohol, carbs, sugar, whatever it is, right? But if you get bad sleep, it doesn't matter how healthy you eat or if you work out every day, you will not feel good. And so the number one thing you can really do for your performance is dial in your sleep. And so to do this, there's a few key tips that are just going to help you get higher quality sleep. So the first one is go to bed before 10 p.m. every single night. And the reason why this is so impactful is because 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. are the golden hours for sleep. And so that's the thing, is I often hear people say, oh, I got 8 hours of sleep and I still feel bad. Well, it's like, yeah. Have you ever gotten 8 hours of sleep at 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. and felt good the next day? No, I'm willing to bet. Guess no, because no one does. And so the hours that you sleep, not just like the quantity, but also like the specific hours that you are asleep, are really important. So go to bed before 10 p.m. I promise you that if you're going to bed after 11, 12, and you just do what I just told you right there, night and day performance shift. And the beauty in this is it's very minimal time and energy to get better sleep. It's just executing a few simple things like that. Now, the second thing is you want to go to bed within 30 minutes of the same time every single night. And so, like, for example, my bedtime, or when I typically go to bed, is like 9:30. So if I go to bed at 9 or 10, I'm okay. But what happens is if it's like an hour different every day or it's inconsistent, your circadian rhythm, again, deals a lot with your hormone regulation production. Well, that's going to be thrown out of whack. And so is your mental state. You're going to wake up and have mental fog. You're going to lack motivation, not be thinking clearly. So those are really two key tips that are going to help the vast majority of people. But I also know there's someone listening, I have insomnia. I can't get better sleep because of X, Y, and Z. Okay, well, even if you do, first of all, most people don't have insomnia, but even if you do, let's accept that you do. How is having that belief serving you towards a better life? Is it enabling you to get better sleep and overcome the issue at hand that's holding you and your business back? Or is it enabling you in this vicious cycle where you get terrible sleep every single day and you feel powerless? So even if you do have insomnia, operating from a place where you believe that isn't enhancing your life. So let's stop that. The second thing is most people that have insomnia, that think they have insomnia, don't have insomnia. They just have poor sleep habits. And I know, because I used to be the same way. Sit in bed at 10 p.m., 11 o'clock rolls around, 12 o'clock rolls around. Oh, if I were to fall asleep in this exact moment, I would get 6 hours of sleep the next day, whatever it is. Mind's active, can't shut it down. And I know everything because I've been there myself. But it wasn't until I focused on really improving my sleep, because sleep is a skill. It is a skill that gets better every single day with the sleep habits and routine that you put in place. And so there's not much I can say here other than, like, you almost have to trust the experience I've had through helping hundreds of people dial in their sleep and take that mental state where it's like, even if you believe you're have insomnia, it's not serving you towards a better life, having that belief. So you got to operate a different way. So those were the few tips I would say for sleep.
Awesome. Great. So get better sleep and create habits that serve you. Thank you so much for those tips. I think they're valuable, absolutely valuable. Now, how important is actually making money with all this for you, Adam?
Yeah. So when it comes to me, obviously, when I was younger, and I'm still young, so I know people are seeing me, or especially like, what are you talking about? But when I was younger, I was more focused on getting money, the status, whatever it may be. But then over the course of accumulating that money, you get to a point where would you have enough that covers your basic needs and you're not stressed on it? The extra money doesn't really add to your life. Yeah, maybe you can do a few different experiences that you normally wouldn't if you didn't have that money, but there's a point of diminishing returns. And so at this point, it's like money's important because like I want to be able to provide for my family and be able to buy a house for my future children, my wife, whatever it may be. But at this point, that's not my big motivator. My motivator is like, I really just light up like a Christmas tree when I help others. So obviously money is important, but at this stage in my life, I'm like, it's not crazy important in my eyes, but I'm not saying if I had none, then it would be more important, right?
Okay, great. Now for people who still want to get there that they can say it's not important, what's your best wealth building tip?
Build a business. Look, if you're working for someone else, you're never going to have real wealth. You're always going to be trading your time. Then the alternative methods, invest into the stock market. The returns compared to a business are very minimal. Plus, you're going to have to wait 30 plus years. Plus, with the fact that inflation's rising every single year, that also cuts into how much you're making there. So the biggest way to build wealth is by building a business and getting more capital than you can now use to invest into other businesses or whatever it may be, or then diversify. But I would say you have to build a profitable business first is like the ultimate key. That's going to give you money that you can play around to build real wealth.
Absolutely. I think most self-made millionaires or billionaires did that with a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. The returns are just so much more astronomical.
Okay, so build a business. If you want to get Adam's help to build that business, make it grow, get more energy and more focus, be successful quicker, how can people find you?
Two ways. The first one is you can go to, if you're interested in working with me and my team, then you can go to superhumanceo.com. Or if you want to get in contact with me, and so you'll be able to book a call or whatever. But the other way is you can go to my Instagram. It's Adam Lucero, LUCERO, then the number one, Adam Lucero one.
Awesome. Great. I'll definitely share those links with the episode. Thank you so much for coming, Adam.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on. Had a great time talking.
Absolutely. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And if you like the episode, don't forget to click on like button and subscribe so you don't miss any of the next episode. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Money and Business Hero podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode and you got some value from it. Please take a moment to leave a rating or even better, a review. That helps awesome people like you to find the show and me to produce more and even better episodes. And don't forget to subscribe. If you want to get regular free tips, tools, techniques on how to build wealth and financial freedom, or simply how to improve your financial life in all three pillars of financial success, join my free Money Hero Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/moneyhero. Find the link in the description, or find out more on the website moneyheroacademy.com. See you there.